Shut up and sit down.
Do not self-destruct.
We decided to come and rescue you.
Good job.
Before the dark times.
I'll show you the dark side.
This is where the fun begins.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back in to the Carbonite Crew. I am your host, Tyler, and joining me for the first time in a while, I might add, Stephen.
A long, long while.
Cardenas. It's been a long while. Can't remember the last time we... You know, dude, it's going great. It's going great. I'm enjoying.
I think it's been a couple years, maybe.
I don't know. I do remember last time that my fire alarm was going off in the middle of our recording. I do remember that.
I have a vague recollection.
Or the battery was dying. The battery was dying, and it was super annoying.
The battery was dying.
I watched a.
I'm dying.
I watched, but I'm dry. Last episode I recorded, I didn't know how to say the number 7 either.
It was like seven, like that.
Seven. I was actually watching a sitcom
after six before eight.
Actually, why is 6 afraid of 7? Wait, no, is that how the joke goes? All right, I'm too old.
I will log too off. Old.
You're the dad. How does this joke go?
Why is 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9.
Everyone around me is becoming fathers, so I expect jokes all day, every day.
Nothing. This is all I do. Good ones. That's all I do.
No, what I was going to say before you interrupted my really
I don't even remember why we're
sitcom
here.
That's been out for the last 12 years, 20 years, is speaking of fire alarms, the episode, the fire alarm warning, beeping, you know, battery low, sound was going off, and he went through every fire alarm in the house because he couldn't figure out which one it was. Took them all down. He gets back into bed. It's the middle of the night, and he's like, they're all taken care of. And his wife goes, Doug. He's like, yeah. She's like, what if there really is a fire? And it was just a great like cold open.
Was this Seinfeld? Is that what you're talking about?
No, this was King of Queens. Great show.
Okay.
I am on my Seinfeld watch, though.
That's what I was thinking. It's a good show. Watching Seinfeld right now.
You know, I said last year when I was on my 18th rewatch of The Office within the first year of finding it. There's, you know, obviously the show can never get made now, with how the internet and world is, and I'm rewatching Seinfeld, and that show's exactly the same. Like, they're a little more, like, they joke about it more than, like, The Office does, like, topics. But still, it's just topics you could never bring up now.
And it's,
I love it. I love it so much.
It's crazy how different
I don't TV even want to bring up a topic.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
I'm not going to. I don't want to. I'm good. I'm going to avoid that. But, guys, welcome into the Carbonite crew. You're part of the crew now. Like, I'm not alone. I'm not flying the ship.
You
myself.
Are not alone. There is a crew now.
There was a crew before. They went off to join other, I don't know, like freighters. And now I have a crewmate. So thank you.
they're just hanging out in space. So they can't really podcast, obviously. They can't record a show. They're busy.
Why am I imagining all the bodies from Infinity War after Thor's ship gets blown up, just floating through space? Oh, so
this
morbid.
Got real morbid, real quick. Hang on, I have a question. It's an important question. All right, the Carbonite crew, right? I feel like the word crew implies more than two. Is it me, you, and like your alter ego?
I mean,
is that what we're doing here?
alter egos? Well, I mean, as we're going to find out, as we're going to find out here in a little bit on this show, there could be more than one version of us, as there are of Doctor Strange and Wanda. So
nice tie-in.
Nice, but tie-in. No, I mean, Han and Chewie were just that, just them two.
That is the best argument you could have come up with.
That's why I'm here.
Have done better.
I'm glad.
You win. Thank you. That's it. We're just Han and Chewie. But I'm Han, and you're Chewie. As long as we lay that down now,
it's because we understand it.
Okay. It's because you're taller. Yep, that's exactly right, buddy.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Oh man. as you can see, we are in our very professional studios, repping our very Star Wars fandom with his Colts football and my Chicago Bears hoodie and my music posters and my empty shelves.
It's a lot. It's a lot more than Star Wars over here, buddy.
I said Colts. I said Colts. Okay. Traditionally, this is a Star Wars show that sometimes touches on, you know, some things going on in fandom, such as Marvel or DC, every now and again when they do something relevant or good. But hopefully we'll talk about them more. But I'm hoping maybe going forward we can talk about just kind of everything here at the Carbonite Crew.
Yeah.
Star Wars, Marvel, DC. You know, Lord of the Rings has some stuff coming out, so we'll touch on that.
Yeah.
You know, you and I are big like sitcom fans, so we'll touch on maybe, you know, sitcoms, as we just mentioned a second ago. You know, How I Met Your Father is now streaming. That's been a ride so far that I'm very confused on. But yeah, that's happening. So yeah, this is going to be a plethora of just fun fandoms and geekdoms and who knows where this will go. Hopefully it will be fun. So if you've been listening to the Carbonite Crew,
we don't know.
And that's kind of what I'm most excited about, is that I have no idea.
I think so too. Not a clue, but we're going to find out.
And to tie it into sitcoms, Seinfeld is a show about nothing. And when they pitch it to NBC in one of the later seasons, because they do pitch their show, is they say it's a show about nothing and they don't really know how to describe it. And that's how this is right now. I don't really know how to describe it. And I hope you stick around and have some fun with us, because we're going to have fun. Like that's a gift. Like that's for sure. I promise. Yeah. I promise you fun. Maybe that should be the tagline of the show.
That's a good one. It's a good one.
Fun. That's write it down. Kind of don't a good one. I'll have to edit this, so I'll at least hear it one more time. Okay, then note it.
That's fair.
He's editing the show docs, because we got to be professional in some manner.
it's the only thing we can do that's semi-professional.
Yeah, I know we kind of came in here with no plan, and I absolutely love it. If you've been listening to the Carbonite Crew or watching, thank you. We hope you stick around, because we're still going to talk about Star Wars, because it is the greatest thing to literally ever happen. And out of billions of years, we are alive during Star Wars. So that's just, I mean, yeah, it's contractually, we have to talk about it. And that would be awkward if we didn't talk about Star Wars called the Carbonite Crew.
It would be kind of awkward, you're right.
I digress. We'll talk about, you know, I don't know, I'm just tangenting now. Is that a word? Is tangenting a word?
Tangent's a noun.
It's not. See? We're going to teach you things too, and we're going to learn things. This is a journey. This is a journey. but yeah, let's go ahead and let's talk Star Wars, though. Let's talk Star Wars.
We'll start with Star Wars.
1 week removed. Did you just drop something? Did something fall on your end?
It's probably the ghost behind you.
That's not cool, because I felt like I heard something thud in my headphone. I'm trying to recreate the sound subtly while I'm moving, and I'm not.
Oh man.
We might go ghost hunting on this show. More unlikely, but could happen. Not gonna say it's not gonna happen. That's where we're at.
We've not discussed this.
No, we haven't. We are 1 week removed from the, I almost said from the Carbonite crew. We are 1 week removed from the Book of Boba Fett finale. And I'm just going to preface this whole conversation with a tweet that I put out last week. And the tweet was that I've been so positive about Star Wars my whole life. I defended The Last Jedi since it has come out in theaters. And I even defended The Rise of Skywalker. Not as hard, but I've defended it. But this show, man, I don't know if I really can defend it all that much. I don't think I can do
it. It's tough.
Earlier
you said how great it is that we are, you know, we're alive during Star Wars. And while I agree with that, I could have done without this most recent TV show that we got, that's for sure.
Like, Star Wars, they should have, there's podcasts I listen to that will, like, they'll release seasons, but then the seasons are just, like, never as long as I expect them to be, and it sucks. I'm like, oh, They should have just released episode 5 and 6 of The Book of Boba Fett, and then we just had to wait again until December. It's just, like, 2 episodes of The Mandalorian, yeah. And that's all it is. And just I that would have gotten way, way better reviews, I feel like, than this whole show.
Yeah.
It felt clunky. Mm. I felt like,
to say the least.
It kind of felt like the TV show version of the sequel trilogy. It was all over the place. There's some gems inside of it.
All over the place. Unnecessary.
So unnecessary. Like, what really peeves me off, and I think I talked about this last week on the show, but while I talked to myself because I was a one-man crew, but what I think really peeves me is, like, at the end, I almost said Cad Bane, Boba Fett says, maybe we're not cut out for this, to Fennec. And then... Like, then what the heck was the point of the last... What? And what makes me more mad is I actually thought about this. I actually saw a meme today. Or no, I think Disney posted something. Like, an official, photo or whatever. But it was the Cad Bane Boba Fett standoff. And Cad Bane says, Boba, I've known you a long time. That is a horrible impression. Don't take that one to the bank. But he goes, Boba, I've known you a long time. He's like,
you mixed the two impressions. You're like, it's like you were Boba Fett trying to do an impersonation of Cad Bane.
I just stick to my Boba Fett is what I need to do. But Cad Bane says, Boba, I've known you a long time, but there's one thing I can't quite figure out. What's your angle? Meaning, like, what's his angle with the whole Mos Espa thing? Cool line. The response, we'll see. No, this is the season finale. We won't see. You'll tell me. As a viewer.
Yes, that's so true. Like,
you need to tell me, actually. I am with Cad Bane on this one. I don't know. You need to give me exposition. You've given me everything else under the sun.
Like, we'll see.
And
it's just like, I'm sitting there like, no, we won't see, because I know this show's not getting renewed. Like, you're not getting a season 2. Like, there's no, like, come on now. Tell us what it was.
Right. Like, I wouldn't.
How did he come?
Oh, no. Feel free.
So, like,
you're on the clock.
he says, you know, maybe we're not cut out for this, right? That was kind of where he came to at the end. And then they show the Powderpuff Girls and they're like, maybe they are, right? Whatever. Okay. But, like, what about the show made us believe that Boba Fett wasn't cut out for it? Because what I watched was Boba Fett get into this role the conflict comes in the syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
He wipes out the syndicate in like 4 days.
No, he doesn't.
To me,
Fennec Shandan did. Sorry.
Okay, well, but the two of them, they seem to be cut out. Like, they showed competence, and then Boba's like, no, maybe this isn't for us. Maybe it's the other guys. Just like, what? Based on what? Won. You accomplished what you were asked out to do.
Boba Fett is a Gemini. And I know this because I'm a Gemini. Boba Fett is like, I'm gonna be honest with you. Everything.
I do not know my astrology things.
You should.
Is a Gemini somebody who finds hobbies and kind of hops around or something?
First off, you're a Libra. Anywho, yeah, I Googled that. A Gemini is like two personalities, right? It's kind of two people. They can be mischievous. They can be playful. See? Like
I was right.
It's everything. And it's someone, yes, that
alter egos.
Exactly. And like, I know I am a Gemini. Like I have so many hobbies. I have so many passions, but like, I will find myself in like I love this. I love this. I love this. Oh, what about that? I know that, and you know that about me. Uh-huh. Boba Fett is that. Yeah, I guess that was fun. But, like, what? No. That's... Like, maybe I should do some self-reflection off of this show. Maybe this show's a little deeper than I think, on a personal level.
But he's like, I'm living the clone life for a while. Now I'm going to do this bounty hunter thing. Now I'm going to go be a Tusken Raider. And now I'm gonna, lead this gang for a little bit, and then I'm gonna go. Maybe I'll retire. I don't know. Who knows? Go pick up gardening or something. Rancor.
I think
training.
You'd be a great gardener. Wait. By the way, how are you gonna do Danny Trejo dirty by bringing him in and then just never revisiting him? Like, why couldn't Danny Trejo been the one riding the Rancor and Boba Fett come in with the ship?
Oh, gosh.
That'd have been cool.
All right. So all the crap we're talking about this show now, how much more would you have talked if Danny Trejo rode the Rancor in to save the day?
How much more trash would I have talked?
Yeah.
Much less.
If Danny Trejo. That wouldn't have been extra ridiculous.
But in the best way possible. It would have been so cool. Like, the show had already lost hope, I feel like, for me. Like, 10 minutes into the finale, I knew it was... I feel like I am really dark. That helps. There we go. Look at me. My professional studio setup. Yes, it would have helped, I think. What did you think of Luke Skywalker?
Man. Of Luke in the show?
I mean, or in his bathrobe. I mean, whatever you want to touch on. Per, I don't care.
No, like, is that what you're asking me? Like, what did I think of him in this show? Right.
Correct. Yeah.
I don't understand why that was such a hard question for you to answer.
I don't know.
Anyway, okay.
Okay. Fair.
To answer your question, completely pointless. Like,
pointless.
It was 1,000% fan service. Yes, it was absolutely pointless.
But it worked.
All right. Remember.
Go on.
I am coming at this, answering this question based on what was the point of Luke Skywalker in the Book of Boba Fett, the show about Boba Fett taking over Jabba the Hutt's role and trying to save Mos Espa and Tatooine from the Syndicate, right? If that is our plot line, then Luke Skywalker training Grogu on some random planet somewhere else has
beautiful
no
planet,
effect.
By the way.
And it was very pretty. It was one of my favorites that I've seen in all honesty. But
definitely.
Yeah, it felt really out of place for me. So I didn't like that. But if I separate them, I didn't hate all of the Luke stuff in that one episode. It was all right.
You said you don't
I'm
hate
not
it?
Like the biggest fan, but yeah, I don't hate it.
Okay, good. I would hate you if you did.
But I think it should have just been in Mandalorian season 3. I don't know why they didn't just wait.
I think
like literally chop that episode out and put it in the new in the other show. Like makes no sense to me.
I think this I think this show was always meant to be an offshoot of The Mandalorian. Like a spinoff, right? And maybe they just executed it in a really weird way. But like if you think about it in the grand scheme of things, like the episodes do make sense. I just think we spent too much time on that versus like, and it doesn't help that we weren't really given clear story or motives or anything for Boba Fett.
Right, right.
And I think that kind of hindered the whole thing. Cause like, I liked the flashbacks, honestly, now that I look back on them, but they almost felt like they should have been their own season with everything that was going on and then transition.
So like season one be with Tuskens and season two be present time almost.
Especially when they kind of alluded to the fact that he had been with them for years.
Yeah, I didn't realize it until like I started to think about it, but it must have been what, 10 years or?
It had to be a while.
6 years, five or six.
So Mando,
because I think, had to be I think Mando like six or 7 years after episode six.
This is assuming that he's on his own after the Tuskens for only like a few months. He could have been on his own for a few years. Yeah. I don't.
Just wandering around the desert.
But I mean, I like. No, I didn't like the show. Why would I? Why I'm just. Wow. That's me being professional. That's no, you false. Didn't.
I know you
didn't like the show. I loved episodes five and six. Oh, you know what would have been cool? Speaking of fans,
a different show.
You know what they? You know what they really dropped the? Yes, what they really dropped the ball on was it was cool seeing R2 like fly the X-wing and drop Grogu off. It would have been cool to have Luke fly back onto Tatooine for that split second to drop Grogu like, off, why talk not? To this crazy lady, Pelimoto, and then kind of like look around. Hell, oh my god! And then you could have had the X-wing. Rise up and like fly into the Twin Suns. Come on. If you're going to give me fan service, go all
or way. Even
give me fan service.
Even like bring Luke to the planet and let him deal with the syndicate. You know, like then it at least ties together and makes
he's saving his home sense. World or something. Yeah.
Yeah, like there's enough there that you could justify it. He's just like he dropped Grogu off. They ran into Mando. And Mando's like, hey, do you want to help us do this? And Luke's like, oh, there's a drug lord, you know, taking over this planet that I lived on for 19 years. It's like, yeah, I could probably handle that for you real quick. Where are they at?
And yeah, just like, no problem.
You know, like what the, like, why not? Why not do that?
Something, you said you listened to the last episode. So I haven't talked to anybody about this. So I'll ask you, because maybe you know. Is this the first time in Star Wars that we've seen someone write something down physically?
I heard you say that. And I was trying to think.
It's weird.
Maybe? Like, the...
I really can't.
They always have data pads.
They have, like, holograms or data pads. And it's very fitting that it's in the show called The Book of Boba Fett. I think.
Yeah. Right, but, right.
Yeah.
If there is anything, it's probably in like episode two when you're in the Jedi Temple or something. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the librarian writes something down or something like that at some point in that.
Jocasta Nu? Don't mess with her, dude. She is.
What about, no, because I was just thinking, does somebody write Obi-Wan's order down when he goes to the bar?
I was thinking about that scene too. Oh, I was thinking about I was thinking about the cafe when he gives him the dart.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. But it's a droid that takes the order.
Does she write it down though?
I don't know, but she definitely takes it's a droid. So I can't imagine she needs to write stuff down because, you know, she's a machine.
Like a cup of Jawa juice? Is it Jawa juice?
Would you like a cup of Jawa juice?
That's kind of messed up. now that we've really been fleshing out these creatures, that they're like furry and stuff, this whole thing's getting real weird.
Wait, so I wonder what that is then. It's probably just a name. I bet it's not like liquid from a Jawa.
I mean, yeah, I guess there's like energy drinks called like Tiger Blood. So yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing, yeah. Right? I bet it's like I that. I might have just made that up, to be honest with you, but
I believe it.
I've never... there probably has got to be something called Tiger Blood. It's got to be. It's got to be.
We'll go with that. We'll go with that. Absolutely.
We'll go with that. Staying on the subject of Star Wars.
And Obi-Wan.
So much Star Wars. Yeah, just I'm trying to come up with this nice transition. Steven's over here like, yeah, and Obi-Wan.
Well, we were just talking about a scene with Obi-Wan in it. And I believe the next thing we're going to talk about is a poster with Obi-Wan on it.
Okay, maybe that was a smooth transition and I ruined it. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
Oh, man. You're mad at this. You should be... Can I fire you? Hey, is it too early to fire you and go find somebody else?
I mean, you could be like Hondo and Naka and just like take over my ship.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You know what we should do? You know what we should do? We should come up with a name for our ship since we are the crew.
Mm.
Right? Like we have to be crewing something. Yeah. Crewing something. It's not a verb. But like we have to be in charge of something, right? So like okay. What are we the crew of? It's gotta be not now, like just in general. Like
yeah, something. We'll brainstorm.
Or
we'll brainstorm.
You know what? If you have that was real in the camera. If you have a name for our ship, leave it down in the comments if you're watching on YouTube. Or if you're listening to us in podcast form, you can also say it out loud. We just won't hear it. I mean, I was if you were looking. let's get it. Let's look at this Obi-Wan Kenobi poster for a minute.
Yes, okay? Absolutely. Because it's
let's
sick.
Look at it. I want to first off. I've had this thought since the logo came out, and I am just in love with how his lightsaber is the eye in Kenobi. I can't get over it.
Mm, mm-hmm, absolutely love mm-hmm. it.
And his logo is very reminiscent of the prequels logos. Like with the lines.
It's cool.
Have you noticed that? Absolutely.
I have noticed it now.
There you go. Disney is releasing the first episode on May 25th, 2022, 45 years to the day that we are first introduced to Obi-Wan Kenobi. Kenobi. It's so exciting. In this poster, we see Obi-Wan on a desert, these waves of sand
mm-hmm.
over here, dark clouds in the sky, twin suns behind him.
Yep.
Twin suns behind him. And he's got some old raggedy robes on. Looks very unprofessional, if you ask me, to be honest with you. We see a beard. We see Ewan McGregor rocking the longer hair. You know, he's this Tatooine hermit now, and I'm here for it. I think this is awesome. Very minimalist, and he's holding a lightsaber, right? He's holding a lightsaber. I want your thoughts on this lightsaber, because it looks familiar.
It does look familiar, and it does not look like the one in the logo specifically. So
it does not.
You made a really good point. And I had not zoomed in enough to like notice it until you said something about it. But if you take your phone or your computer or whatever, and you zoom into that picture and you zoom in and you look at the lightsaber, you can't see a ton of detail on it, but you can see the silhouette of the lightsaber, and it has a very distinct silhouette. And what you see is you see that little right at the top of it where the actual blade would come out, there's that little guard that kind of sticks out almost like the top of a spoon, right? Like it kind of comes off from the side and goes up.
Maybe
and
that's if you why look, it's there.
Right? Yeah, exactly. It's for eating. But if you look at Obi-Wan's actual lightsaber, it does not have that piece. And so you ask yourself, what lightsaber has that? The answer? The lightsaber that once belonged... To
Rey Skywalker.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, back up with your build up.
Yeah, yeah. The lightsaber that belonged to Anakin Skywalker. So he's walking around the desert with Anakin's blade. Like,
yeah.
I wonder, like, is this just an image that they're showing because they can show whatever they want because it's Disney, right? Or, like,
they can't,
is he using Anakin's lightsaber? I'm so curious to know. Like,
dude, right? Like, what if he uses Anakin's lightsaber in the show, like, multiple times?
Yeah, he might. Like, that might be what's happening. And I just thought about it. But do you remember, you probably remember, when in Force Awakens, Rey opens the box and the lightsaber's in there?
Yeah.
And there was this whole, like, weird thing where flashback. She had the visions and flashbacks and all that stuff. Is there something that happens between...
In those?
You know, between Mustafar and Force Awakens that, like, attaches something to this lightsaber, and does it happen in this show? I wonder if there's some weird, like, thing that Obi-Wan's going to do. Because we really don't know the plot. We don't know, like, what he's going
to
be.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
So I say that phrase for a reason.
Okay.
So I just Googled Rey's lightsaber vision from The Force Awakens. Because I hadn't thought about this till you brought it up just now.
Yeah, I hadn't until I started talking.
And I found this article from 2016, right? So this is the year after Force Awakens come out. And this article is breaking down her vision. And there's a lot of things in there we just never got answers to. Oh my God, it's happening. What? Okay, so there is an image in the vision. And this could be explained. Oh my God. There's a vision where a woman who we believed this whole time to be Leia getting handed Anakin's lightsaber by, like, a very young hand. Right? And I'm going to put it in the docs for you so you can see what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's been a while. I haven't watched that movie in a long time.
Great movie, right. But yep. Here's the picture. What if that is, like, from this series? Like, what if they, and that's, like, Luke's hand as a child.
What?
And maybe that's his aunt, or, like, maybe she's, like, taking it away from him. I don't know, because they clearly don't want him to live this life, Luke, right? Like, it's very clear from episode 4. They just are against Obi-Wan, whatever, but maybe this incident is before they hate Obi-Wan. Like, what if this is that?
What if, like... Because you got to think about it. If Obi-Wan is going to train Luke to use the Force, because he would, right? Like,
yeah.
Wouldn't that be what he does? And so maybe he goes and visits Luke as a kid. What?
There are some Star Wars comics where he does visit Luke a few times, and then there's an incident, and Uncle Owen, like, bans Obi-Wan from coming around again. And I can't say it's canon for sure. It is, but the shows have a way of sometimes forgetting about those.
I never thought about the fact that we might see Luke as a kid in this show. We probably will, right?
Yeah, I didn't think about it either, but
because in all reality, what else is he doing on Tatooine?
He's just watching Luke. That is literally it.
Exactly. So that's all he's there for.
See that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I did see that this show will leave Tatooine. We will go off.
I figured. Yeah.
Which is good, because we just had a whole show on Tatooine and it didn't end that great.
Yeah, and so it was I kept thinking, I was like, are we not, like, going anywhere because of budget? Like, did we not have the budget to leave this place?
Have a whole set, literally, that they designed themselves that can take them to any planet, because it's all screens. It's not a blue screen. It's not a green screen. Uh-huh. It is literally a digital screen as a background. Like, no, there's no reason. This is, no. They make so much money. They are building their own cities, and I'll get into that in a little while. That is some other news, so we will get into. Uh-huh. But no, I just, yeah, we have to see Kid Luke, and Vader's in this show too. He's not coming back to Tatooine, right? So where does Obi-Wan?
No, right? Like, because we know that Vader does not go to Tatooine, because he would have found Luke, and he would have done something. You know what I mean? So. Yeah. If Obi-Wan and Vader interact, it has to be somewhere else.
Do you think You don't think Obi-Wan goes back to Mustafar, right?
I bet they do. Right? Wouldn't that, like, that's where Vader is, right? That's where we see
he's got
we see his big old thing, that castle thing that he's got.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would bet money that Obi-Wan ends up there.
What? Do you think, like,
what if their goal, all right, hear me out. What if the goal, and they were like, look, if we're going to bring Obi-Wan back, and if we're going to bring Hayden Christensen back, the goal is we have to create a better lightsaber fight than we get in episode 3. What if
I think that was their
mission statement?
I think that those were people that have never seen Revenge of the Sith at the age of 10 years old.
Oh man. I hope we get some like quality lightsaber fights because we have not had one in 17 years.
Oh my God. My heart just grew like 3 sizes. Like you've seen the behind the scenes footage of Revenge of the Sith where like Ewan and Hayden practiced for months. You think we're going to get that in a few months? Like the behind the scenes footage of them like reuniting and then practicing their new fight over and over again?
Absolutely will.
I just, to put this into perspective for you guys, Steven and I, we say to this day, we were the perfect age when this movie came out. Mm-hmm. We were like 9 and 10, 10, 11, whatever. And it was like 11 literally and 12, probably. The perfect. Well,
no. 9 and no. 10, yeah.
I would have been
9 and 10.
I think I was almost 11. So yeah, 9 and 10. Or were we both 10? Was that both the same age for a second? It's fate.
Because it would have been May, right?
Yeah, before my birthday. So it'd have been.
Yeah. Was it
May 17th? We were literally the perfect age.
Yep.
I was say May 19th, something like that. Yeah. But you know I didn't I feel like there was part of me that didn't understand the emotional aspect as much to it. Mm-hmm. But like I understood the badassery part of it real well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'll never forget Star Wars Episode 3 was my first introduction, which, man, what a foreshadowing it was, of avoiding all spoilers for a movie. I was 10 years old, and Hayden Christensen, someone was on one of the Tonight shows, and they were like, all right, check out this clip from Revenge of the Sith. I literally turned around in my chair and went like this. And I just remember like when it was over, my dad being like, oh, man, now I'm kind of mad I watched it.
Like, yeah, you should have followed after the 10-year-old.
Like, yeah, he was doing. I know what I was doing. And I got to see the greatest thing ever.
Oh man! But if only avoiding spoilers was that easy nowadays.
It is. It's not. There's part of me. I pick and choose my battles, right? Like with Spider-Man No Way Home.
Mm-hmm.
I was very vigilant. I was very careful.
Like
thing I saw, very careful. With like Doctor Strange, like I'm super excited for, but at the same time, I'm okay with letting me kind of find some stuff out here and there.
Yeah,
it almost makes it more exciting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So yeah, I'm picking and choosing, but
yeah,
I just weigh how I feel about the movie or how if it might help my experience. Speaking of Doctor Strange. The new trailer dropped during the Super Bowl. I think we now have 2 trailers. And I honestly think it's going to be the last one we get.
There was enough in there that I wouldn't be surprised.
It comes out. I'm sorry. I don't need to get the release date up here. It comes out May 6th. Directed by Sam Raimi. Famed horror movie director. Also director of Spider-Man 1 and 2. Starring Tobey Maguire. So that's fun. This movie's going to have it all. And I know I sound like I'm trying to sell you this movie, but I'm not. I don't get paid for this, and I don't need to sell you on this movie. If you're not sold on this movie, go watch the trailer. And if you're still not sold on this movie, I don't know what to tell you. Because in this new trailer, we literally got a tease, not a direct confirmation, but a tease of Professor X. And not just any Professor X. But Patrick Stewart's Professor X from the Fox X-Men franchise.
Oh, yeah.
this movie, we got introduced kind of to the multiverse in WandaVision and in in Spider-Man, No Way Home.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going hard in the paint for this movie.
No kidding.
This movie is called The Multiverse of Madness. It kind of has those horror movie vibes. Mm-hmm. Kind of get that in the trailer. And just, I think everybody's just in this movie. Just literally everybody is in this movie. Yeah, like the cast is look right here in front of me. I try not to follow casting like leaks or casting mm-hmm. listings online because I think those just change so much from beginning to when the movie mm-hmm. finally comes out.
Yeah.
People add things in, but like Bruce Campbell's in this. I believe that he's a great friend of Sam Raimi. He was in all three Spider-Man films as different characters, known as Asher from the Evil Dead series. If you're unfamiliar with his work, who else? There's so many rumors going around. We got so much in the trailer. Like
I know, right?
So one big one I want to talk about is
sure.
Deadpool. So Ryan Reynolds has promised us that he's not in it.
He seems like a really trustworthy guy.
He definitely is. He's definitely less trustworthy than Andrew Garfield, and Andrew Garfield already pulled this off. honestly, like if you have trust issues and it's because of Andrew Garfield, I completely understand. I get it.
Oh man. Yes.
I completely
understand. You did a great job lying to us.
So the big thing is we've been confirmed that there's going to be a Deadpool 3 in the MCU. Like that's been confirmed mm-hmm. for quite some time. We just don't have the introduction yet. This seems like a great way to introduce him. This is a multi-verse yeah. movie. Some people think this is a giveaway. Some people think this is people reading too much into it. I will let you be the judge of that out there. I'll let you, Steven, be the judge of that. But Ryan Reynolds posted a picture. I want to say it was last week or a few weeks ago. It was like a mirror selfie, you know, like that. And I'm taking a picture of himself in the mirror with people helping with the costume. That's since been deleted. Whatever. Okay, he posted sure. it. The big thing is the woman standing behind him is, in fact, the costuming director for Doctor Strange 2.
Oh, I was wondering where you got the Deadpool thing from. I was unaware.
So that's the big thing. In their new poster as well, there's a lot of shards of glass everywhere with different Easter eggs. Some people think they see Deadpool in one of those, like shushing us, which would be creative, you know, like don't say anything. I think it's one of those things like, I think you see it if you're told it's there.
Yep.
You wouldn't know if you didn't. But it's interesting. This is obviously, we're getting Professor X. So there's a direct tie-in right there.
Is that confirmed? Like, is that confirmed that he's in it?
I mean, I saw a bald face and I heard Patrick Stewart's voice. I don't know who else it would be.
Okay, so it's confirmed by you is what you're telling me.
It's confirmed by everyone. It's confirmed. Like... If it looks like a duck and talks like a duck and sounds like a duck, like it's duck, right? So same concept. And he literally says in the trailer, we should tell him the truth. What does that mean?
I want to know.
Mm-hmm. So the big rumor is that this is the Illuminati, which is a group in the Marvel comics that govern the multiverse.
And yeah, like, I didn't know this was real until like 3 days ago.
Yeah, I am learning this as we go too, which I love being surprised like by Marvel being like, oh my God, they're doing this storyline. I love being just as surprised and like by learning things as they happen or like finding something out, learning a bunch about it and then seeing it. And this is one of those cases. So forgive me if I'm a little wrong about any of this. But from my understanding, like this group, like they govern the multiverse and like one of their jobs is to literally... destroy like universes that are messing up the rest of the multiverse. Yeah. And it sounds like that's what Doctor Strange might be doing. We see a few figures in this like what looks like this, like I don't even know. There's some chairs or some people in them. Mm-hmm. From my understanding, like the Illuminati. Yeah, like a panel. I don't want to get this wrong. So I'm just gonna Google it because I'm gonna miss someone. But I do know. So the members of the Illuminati, the governing members, are in fact Iron Man, Professor X, Doctor Strange, Reed Richards from the Fantastic Four, Nomad, right? Nope. Nomad. Right? No. Namor. Why did I say Nomad? Nomad is Steve Rogers.
I'm not really sure.
I don't know. And Black Bolt. Obviously, this could change because this is the movie and things change in the movies and they like to mess with stuff. But maybe our Doctor Strange becomes a member.
Right.
I would like to see, there's been rumors of John Krasinski coming in as Reed Richards as a variant. And this is before all of this, before this trailer came out.
Right, yeah.
Are we going to get Jim Halpert in an MCU movie? Like, that's going to happen, right? It's got to happen.
I hope so. Listen, the John Krasinski Mr. Fantastic thing has been going on for so long that if they don't cast him as it, it's going to be like a problem. You know what I mean? Like, if they, when they finally do a Fantastic Four, because they will have a Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah, it's been confirmed. In the MCU. Yes, correct.
If it's not him, like, I think the world might explode.
It has to. They've done a great job of like fan casting, and that, you know, this rumor's been going on longer than I've been a fan of The Office, and like I get it now. I get it now, and I am 110% on board. One thing in this trailer, we see it looks like Ultron sentries, like Ultron robots, but like not trying to kill everybody. So I'm assuming like in this universe, the Ultron program worked.
Oh.
And in this universe,
and that's how Iron this Man Tony Stark gets so like
how this
ahead
superior.
Yeah.
So in the comics, Superior Iron Man, the Ultron program works. Superior Iron Man is awesome. Tom Cruise was in the running to play Tony Stark back in like 07, 06 when they were casting, right? This is the time to put him in it to show us what it would have been like.
Right.
I am like some people where when I see Tom Cruise, I just see Tom Cruise. That is what I see. I see Tom Cruise. But you know what? There have been 25 Marvel movies. Let that happen and let's see how it goes.
Right.
I'm at that. Like, if it doesn't work, I'll never see Tom Cruise as Tony Stark again. That's fine. If it does work, cool. Right? So...
It won't be bad. We could see that. You know what I mean? Like, it at least won't be bad.
It won't be. No, it won't be bad. I don't think so. But there's just... We saw two Wandas in the trailer. Like, I don't know who the villain is in this trailer. I have no idea. I think it's going to tie into What If a lot. In the trailer, it looks like we see an animated universe at some point.
I didn't notice that. But I've seen that, like, people mention it, but...
So people are excited that maybe it'll tie into X-Men 97, which is a beloved cartoon, which Disney said they are bringing back on Disney Plus. Maybe that ties in. Maybe that's where our Professor X is from. Maybe that's how we get our What If universe coming in. And another clue for the What If universe. I know you are still working on the show, so I will avoid any spoilers for you.
Yep.
But have you watched the one with Peggy Carter as Captain Carter?
I did. Yeah, I just watched that one the other day.
Okay, well, in the official poster that just got released, in one of the glass shards, her shield is very clear in the reflection.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yes.
I did not notice
that. Oh, yeah. I need to send you... Oh, God. I don't know how to work the internet, guys.
I wonder if we're just going to get, like... So... At work, I'm an engineer. I work for an engineering firm. That means that there are a plethora of nerds around at any given time because I work as an engineer, right? They're all around. Now, the benefit I get is that I have older nerds around, okay? I'll tie this in. The two guys in the closest office to mine are both like 40 plus.
Okay.
Big nerds. They have been reading comic books since they were kids. Right. So they know all of the stuff. So when I have questions, I just go ask them because they're like, oh, well, in the comics, blank, blank, blank. And they don't know because of the internet. They know because they've read them. Right. And so it's a very nice perspective on it. And so when I was talking to, oh, man, that is sweet. Okay. Huh.
He just saw the Captain Carter thing, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. He posted it up on my show notes. But anyway, I was talking to one of my coworkers about the trailer, and he's like, it looks like a kid took his toy chest and just started dumping toys on the floor. And that's what this trailer is like, right? It's just like, here's 40 things that we're going to show in this movie. Good luck figuring out what's important. Like, some of that stuff, like, for example, like, I'm wondering, this Captain Carter thing, she literally might show up for like 15 seconds. She might like pop in, say hi. That's it. You know, like,
yeah.
So I'm so curious to see how many of these things are like, oh, this is a character in the movie, or is this just like a, we see a glimpse of this universe for a split second kind of thing. I'm super interested. It's going to be wild.
Yeah, we also see America Chavez, which she's rumored she is a character as well. And the thing is, like you mentioned, you ask your coworkers, like what happened in the comics? Some of these characters are like newer. Like America Chavez, I think her first appearance was 2011.
Right.
Superior Iron Man. And like, it's so funny. Like Superior Iron Man, I bought the first ever issue of Superior Iron Man in 2014. That was when he was introduced. Man. Like he's still relatively new.
Right, right.
That whole concept. Like, we're talking, like, this was what, I mean, 7 years ago now, right? Eight years ago now.
Yeah.
But, like, the MCU was, you know, what, however old it was, eight years old at that time.
Yeah.
Right? 4, 5, 6 years. Math's not my strong suit. That's your job. But, I don't know, like, we can sit here and theorize what's going to happen in the MCU. Or we have been in the past. I feel like we are very much at this point until at least until after we see this movie. I have no idea what to think for the MCU going forward.
Yeah.
Not a clue. And I love it. You know, I love every bit of it. It seems like with Star Wars, it was, you can watch the animated shows. It will enrich everything. But if you don't, we understand. Or it's like, oh, well, you didn't watch What If? Cool. Well, you better.
Right. Sorry. Like, it all, you have to see everything, I feel like, in the MCU. And I'm close. I've got finished What If. I never watched Captain America and Winter Soldier and Falcon or whatever.
You can maybe
just didn't really hook
what
me.
If but anyway, he shows up,
he might, he could. I get the feeling, like, you know, they're setting up this multiverse thing, and I'm sure part of what they want to be able to do is just like make a movie and not have to worry about how it ties into the rest of the world too. You know what I mean? Because think about all of the 25 movies they've made. They have all interconnected and been a part of one another and somehow ended up kind of together. But they're probably like, you know, this could get old at some point for people. People could get tired of this interconnected web of things. So like, how do we make it so we can just like, make a movie and not worry about it? And
the Eternals is the answer.
We introduced the multiverse.
That's about it. But yeah. Exactly. Oh yeah. I see your point. Yeah. Yeah. I see.
So now they could do three X-Men movies. You know what I mean? And they could do
in another Deadpool universe. Movie, and it doesn't matter.
And we don't have to worry about it. You know, like they can do all of these things and we don't have to sit there and be like, well, where were the Eternals when Thanos happened? You know, we don't have to ask questions like that because we can just be like, okay, it's in a different universe. They're not connected. They don't know each other. We don't have to worry about it.
Yes, I saw a theory actually today with the multiverse. It's like, we've always been under the impression our universe is kind of like the main universe, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And there's a multiverse. It's like, we might get told in this movie, like, our universe is not at all the normal one. And, like, mutants aren't part of every normal universe except ours. Like, and, like, it's so funny that this fictional world, and I hear that theory, and I'm, like, clutching my pearls. Like, excuse me? What do you mean? What do you mean Chris Evans as Captain America is not the main MCU? Excuse me? Like, John Krasinski as Captain America would be just equivalent. Really great for me, to be honest, if not better than Reed Richards, to be honest. Like, as people have joked about it the past few, but like, could we get a Chris Evans Johnny Storm? Like,
no, there's no way.
You could do it though, and it would be great.
But like, why? Like,
no, why not? Why? Do you have no right.
It just adds confusion and weirdness.
Marvel has, I hope they like retcon or explain that Iron Man 1 is actually its own universe, and that's why Rhodey looks completely different after Iron Man 1. It was actually just a separate thing.
Oh man, yeah.
Same with the Incredible Hulk. But you can do that with these now. But no, I was gonna say, you have no business putting Tom Cruise in an Iron Man suit and not putting Chris Evans back in the flame on suit. You can't.
Okay, but it's not.
You can't do one or the other. Thing. It's so. Which one would you rather see?
The first one, because I don't want to see Chris Evans anywhere other than in a Captain America uniform.
Think about the Captain America on Captain America scene from Endgame, but instead, one of them is Johnny Storm.
Oh man!
Because think about how sarcastic and witty Johnny Storm is, and how goody two shoes Captain America is.
They are very different characters.
Bravo! It just feels Chris Evans.
It feels clunky and unnecessary. And if Chris Evans wants to be done with the MCU, he's probably just going to be done with the MCU.
He don't stop. Why? Negativity is not something we're bringing to the show. Don't. Don't.
It's not negativity.
Don't take Chris Evans' name in vain.
I'm just being realistic.
No. Right. And he has a choice. As a person, he has a choice. Me as a fan, he does not have a choice. That's just how this goes.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
No, I do hope they don't do anyone else as Captain America, though. I think he was absolutely perfect.
Watched the show, but don't we already have a new Captain America?
What was that you cut out?
I said, I haven't really watched the show, but don't we already have a new Captain America? Isn't that the point of the Falcon and the Winter Soldier show? Wasn't that the whole plot?
Sorry, he's still Falcon to me in my mind. Yes, he's Captain America. His suit is awesome. I will say that.
I have seen the suit. It's pretty cool. But
it's pretty dope. I'm sorry. I've come a long way since saying Bucky should be the next Cap. Chris Evans was perfect. Chris Evans was perfect. Oh, one more thing before we move on. I can't talk. I'm like thinking. I'm talking. My brain and mouth are not on the same page. Okay. The logo they gave us at the end of the trailer, the Super Bowl trailer, is the third different logo for this movie that they've shown us. And,
interesting.
I love it because I don't know if they're trying to get us to think of like get a different feeling every time we see a trailer and a logo,
right.
Or if this is one of those like, no, look, there's multiverses, there's multiple logos, there's every universe has a different logo for this movie, you know, type deal. So. I love the little things. I really do. I love the little things. Cannot wait to see Ryan Reynolds. And I'm excited. Honestly, I have no idea how he would fit into this movie. It would feel awkward, but I'm sure they would make it work. I trust Marvel.
I think we're going to see a lot in this movie. And I think we're going to see a little bit of a lot, if that makes sense.
A little bit of a lot. Yes, that makes perfect sense. Did you delete something off these show notes? If so, totally cool. Or
I did.
That an accident by me? Okay.
No, I did that on purpose.
Okay. That's cool. That's cool. We're learning. This is a learning experience. All right. One more thing before we get on out of here and get you back home to your parents so you are not out too late. Disney actually announced today.
That's today in Spanish. Sorry.
Learning. See, we're teaching. We're like teaching languages here. I absolutely love it. And it's good. I mean, look at this. Look at my cup. If no one can see, I am all for. We can teach all these languages. Maybe eventually all these flags. See, can you not see? I have.
No idea. Yeah.
Yep. I don't know if you're just agreeing to agree, but today Disney announced they are launching a new business to develop residential communities.
Mm-hmm.
AKA Cities by Disney. That's actually kind of a cool name. Cities by Disney is not trademarked as far as I know. Right here, today, you guys heard it.
Can you trademark something with another name that's trademarked?
I'm not trademarking their invention. I'm trademarking the name. Cities by Disney.
Yeah, but Disney probably is trademarked.
Well, I don't see it yet. So anyway, so this this business plan to develop residential communities, it goes as follows. I don't know if you can hear above me. There's a plane over my house right now. It's probably Disney, and they're probably coming after me. I'm sorry. I just lost my place. I am the most unprofessional person there is out there. But they stated, for nearly 100 years, Disney has shared stories that have touched the hearts and minds of people all around the world. As we prepare to enter our second century, wow.
That's insane.
That's nuts. We are developing new and exciting ways to bring the magic of Disney to people wherever they are. Expanding storytelling to story living, which is the name of these communities. We can't wait to welcome residents to these beautiful and unique Disney communities where they can live their where they can live lives to the fullest. At each location, including some neighborhoods for residents ages 55 and plus, Disney cast members will be trained, or they're trained in the company's legendary, this isn't even a quote anymore, but basically what this is saying is cast members will be trained in guest services. There will be cast members there in these cities, it sounds like. Mm-hmm. There will be restaurants. Mm-hmm. There will be dining. I'm kind of imagining a downtown Disney for anyone that's been there, but like, that's just the downtown part. Now expand that into a city. It goes on to say in this article, Disney Imagineers are exploring the richness of each local region to inspire the theme of the story living by Disney communities. Distinctively designed indoor and outdoor spaces will offer residents new opportunities to explore, engage, and create the next incredible chapter of their story. You can find this full article over at thewaltdisneycompany.com. And there's a little short, like a minute and a half video. It almost got me kind of emotional watching this. I don't know. Like, at first when I heard the story, it was a little, I won't say weird to me, but like, I didn't know how to feel about it.
Right.
I was like, is this too much? Is this weird? I already know people are going to complain. There's already people that complain about adults going to Disney by themselves, whatever. I'm clearly, I am on the opposite side of that. I love it. But, you know, reading this and watching the video, like, it kind of gets me excited. Disney's been so innovative, and they've contributed so much, I feel like, to technology. I mean, like with The Mandalorian, it has done with the sets, you know, movie and TV sets. They're expanding. Literally, Disney, and this was not literally planned, but like Disney came up with Epcot, and it was a prototype world. It was literally, it's prototype community of tomorrow. I'm blanking on the first word. Uh-huh. Like that's what it was designed for. and now we're almost going to get this in a way.
Right.
And this is like real life Epcot. I know as an engineer, you probably have some thoughts on this.
Yeah.
Of these cities being designed by Disney.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I don't think it's going to be the last kind of thing that we see. I think it is a direction that will continue. You got to think, so these kind of plan developments like that. So I'm a civil engineer. I do land development as my career. So smaller scale than stuff like this, but kind of urban planning, urban design, that's something I've always been interested in. So it's, I have plenty of thoughts on like the general like concept of doing something like this. I think it's a really cool sustainability idea, because when you have a planned development like this, you can make good decisions as you kind of lay out your living communities. You can build these neighborhoods in such a way that make them walkable, really livable. You can have solar a lot better access, because you get to, like, Disney is deciding where things are going to go. And when you can do that, that's when you have, you know, cities that function really well. This is interesting because it's only going to be wealthy people there. Like, this is a pure, almost like recreational decision to make. I don't know where these people will work, or if you just kind of have to be like retired or have some sort of career / income plan that allows you to almost be separated from other parts of society, right? Like, I'm guessing they will build these massive high rises that have office space, and they'll bring in companies. You know, they'll partner with the, you know, probably not. I don't think they'll partner with the Amazons and the Googles first to bring jobs of those kind there, because I think the Amazons and the Googles are working on doing this themselves. They want developments and cities planned around their work locations. So it's like, it's a cool concept. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out and to see if it just ends up being like a bunch of rich people that own vacation homes there where you can Airbnb to go stay. You know what I mean? I don't know what it's going to function like.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I know they've kind of marketed it towards people that don't want to, they always want to be around that Disney magic. I am one of those people. Like, I know for a fact. Like, that's, I want to be around that vibe. Like, it just, it's a whole thing. It's a whole vibe. Like, I understand it. The first one they are actually going to be built was called Cotino. And I just lost my place on the article again. It's going to be called Cotino. That is the first one. It will have a section expressively for adults 55 and plus, but it'll also include things, different home buying options like estates, single family homes, condominiums. Like, it, there's going to be a variety. Yes, it is not going to be cheap. I don't see how this is going to be cheap. I don't know. There's some concept art you guys should check out if you haven't heard about this already. Again, this whole project's called Story Living, which is fun. I kind of like it. If anyone here has watched Once Upon a Time, I know you have. They live in Storybrooke.
Yeah.
I like that. Uh-huh. Also took me two viewings of that show to realize it was a play off a storybook. I'm not stupid. It's fine. but it's fine. This is fascinating. And the fact that you said Amazon and Google and stuff are looking to do this too, or more like most likely are looking to do this. Didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
But you're right. You're right. I'm actually surprised Disney's kind of the first one to get this going. But it kind of makes sense though too.
Yeah.
Because
it happens naturally with Amazon and Google, and that's probably the difference, is they don't really like have to build their own stuff because they can just put up a manufacturing plant or put up a whatever they want and the people will come and then the development will come. But same concept. Yeah.
This will be located. It's so cool. It's going to be located in Rancho Mirage. It's in California's Coachella Valley. And this is actually where Walt himself used to own a home and would spend leisure time with his family. So obviously there's some roots there, which are awesome. But I just saw this story today. I thought this would be cool to talk about on the show today.
Yeah.
I love Disney. Clearly you want, I mean, it, you know, this is your career pretty much.
Yeah.
You could be a Disney Imagineer one day.
I could. I don't know that I want to live in California.
But the thing is, this isn't just going to be in California. This is going to be everywhere. Like, this is just the first one.
If it goes well.
It will go well. The only bad thing I've seen Disney do is the Book of Boba Fett.
Oh, man. And that's called full circle. It's how we tie it all together.
That is called full circle. Thank you guys for watching if you are on YouTube. Thank you for listening if you were listening in a podcast form somewhere. Thank you if you're listening in the car specifically or at the gym. Like, that's cool. You did a great job on that bicep curl just now, bro. Get those gains. Good job at stopping at that red light, buddy. Good eye. Why you give me that look?
Why? Better driver than Tyler.
No, we're notorious. Not going here.
Notorious for not stopping at red lights.
Okay, first off, that was years ago. No one got hurt.
You did it twice in one day.
I was like 16.
Oh, man.
All right. Coming from driving Miss Daisy over here, but it's fine. We are the yin to the yangs. The woo to the tangs.
Something like that. Oh, gosh.
See that reference?
Yeah, you need to
thank
sign
you guys.
Off.
I do need to sign off. I don't have a cool sign off yet. Steven used to do this thing where he'd pretend he's a plane and he would like fly to the car when I would pick him up or something. That's how I imagine the sign off. And it like imagine not we. There was no we. I don't remember doing this. But it happened. So we'll see you guys next week. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, this is our job now.
Plan.
This is our full-time job. We design cities for Disney and we podcast or film YouTube videos. Oh, that's what we do. That's the hope, at least. But yeah, till next week, guys. We'll see you later. May the Force be with you all. See ya.
Yep. See you guys.
Another happy landing.